I check my phone for what must be the 10th time since I left my room. And still no signal. I mean, that's the whole point of going off into the wilderness, isn't it? No outside distractions. Well, if I can't check my Twitter feed, at least I can have a cigarette. Guess I'll head back up to my room and try to finish writing this last chapter. I've been so unproductive today. It's my third day at this writing retreat. I'm nowhere near as far along with my book as I want to be. Turns out it's just as hard to get work done on a farm than in the city. Oh, my editor is going to be so pissed when I come back after a week away with nothing but a half-finished draft of my novel and a bunch of unopened emails. I guess it is kind of nice being away from my apartment. The subway, the traffic. Not to mention, this retreat is really highly regarded in the literary world. So, you know, there's a new line for my CV. This old farmhouse they got us staying in. Looks like a light wind might blow it over. It's big and airy, with room for 3 residents at a time. We make all the meals communally, take turns with the chores. It's a nice setup. Now, if I could only do what I actually came here to do. Sounds like I've got a new neighbor. Oh, that's right. Lucy mentioned there was a poet arriving today. There's a lot of big-time writers that come to this retreat. Maybe I'll get to share a wall with a Pulitzer Prize winner or something. Back to work, I guess. I sit down at this huge antique wooden desk by the window and gaze out at the pasture below. What was that? Huh? There it is again. I press my ear up to the wall to hear better. Okay, that's definitely someone moaning. Someone's having fun in there. Only one voice, though. So I guess he's alone. Okay, I know I should stop listening, but this is kind of hot. How voyeuristic of me. I wonder what he's doing. Is he jerking his cock? Maybe playing with his ass. My cock throbs a little, and I squeeze it through my pants. Is this wrong? Should I not touch myself while listening to my neighbor masturbate? I mean, he'll never know what I'm doing. It might be a little awkward if I run into him in the hall, but... I massage my cock through my pants. Oh, God, yeah. Let me hear you keep moaning. I wonder what you look like. How big your cock is. Why am I so horny? I guess it's been a couple weeks since I had a good orgasm. I've been so busy writing, I haven't had any time for it. I lean my forehead against the cool wall and drag my palm over the head of my cock. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you sound so turned on. Oh, keep going. I squeeze the little ridge on the underside of my cock and tease the head with my thumb. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey.
Oh, shit. Did he just say something?
You there?
Oh, shit. Oh, he must have heard me. I guess I was being kind of loud.
You wanna join me? Come to my room.
I stay still and think for a moment. He said to come in his room, didn't he? If I heard him incorrectly, then it's going to be really awkward if I show up next door with a raging heart on. Then again, if I heard him right, I've got a good thing coming my way. I'm almost positive he said, come to my room. I hook up and cruise now and again, but this is bold. Even for me. Oh, this is fucking crazy. But here goes nothing.
Come in.
You're reclining back on the small, full-size bed. Your cock is out, and you've got one hand wrapped around the thick base. So I was right. You're just as hot as your voice makes you sound.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry I was a bit loud. Though, it seems like you don't mind much.
You bite down on your bottom lip and nod for me to join you on the bed.
Maybe you could help me out?
I look you up and down. Your messy hair falls into your face, and your wireframe glasses highlight your dark eyes. I'd love nothing more than to help you out with that huge boner. I slowly lower down and situate myself between your legs. I can't believe I'm doing this. This feels more like some late night fantasy I'd make up while jerking off than real life. I reach for your cock and wrap my hand around your thick shaft.
Oh.
I pump my hand slowly up and down.
So, you're my neighbor, huh?
Yeah. You know, just here to finish up my novel. I drag my thumb over the slit of your dick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're already nice and worked up. Your cock is moist with Greek-um. I gather a little bead leaking from the tip and spread it down your shaft. I wet my lips and quickly seal them over your cock.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.